From New York City, we bring you Gene Hirschholt in a new Dr. Christian drama called Chains, presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. If you want to look your best, don't ignore the early warnings of dry scalp. If your hair seems dry, lifeless, hard to comb, don't let it go untended. For dry hair usually means that the scalp is dry, too. A dry scalp should be checked at once by supplementing the oils that nature intended to keep your hair good-looking and manageable. The way to do this, as thousands of men know, is with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Before each shampoo, take a minute or two to massage Vaseline Hair Tonic generously on your scalp. This helps stimulate the circulation and make up for the natural oils that wash away during the shampoo itself. Between shampoos, just use a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic on your hair each morning as you comb it. With this different hair tonic, you will begin to see results at once. Your hair will look better and comb more easily. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains absolutely no harsh or scalp-drying ingredients. A few drops keep the hair natural-looking, not slicked down. At the drugstore, in handy shaker-top bottles, Vaseline Hair Tonic is economically priced at 40 and 70 cents. Get a bottle today and start to guard against dry scalp. The curtain rises on a familiar scene on Main Street in River's End, with a doctor just crossing the sidewalk from the home of a patient to his car parked at the curb. A taxi from the station stops beside him, and a woman's voice calls out,
Paul Christian.
Yes?
Oh, come over here. Oh, you don't know me.
Wait a minute.
The straw ride to Luther's Ravine. Remember? They drove off and left us behind.
Mackie Doyle.
Maggie Martin, you mean?
Of course, Maggie Martin. You would marry Bill Martin instead of me.
Oh, you never asked me.
I didn't dare.
You mean you never thought of it till this minute?
How long ago was it?
Let's not tell.
Well, it seems only yesterday. Maggie, you haven't changed a bit.
No, I haven't changed a bit. You didn't even know me.
Oh, I know. Ought to have known you.
Not with all this gray hair.
That's right. Maggie Doyle had a yellow curl right in the middle of her forehead. And when she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid.
Oh.
No, who wrote that?
Oh, no, of course not.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Yes.
Oh, come on, get out of that taxi and let me look at you.
Well, I am getting out. I'm going to Lottie's house.
Lottie?
Yes, she's one of my daughters. Don't you remember? Both Lottie and Amy moved back to River's End last year.
Why haven't you been here before?
Well, I've been visiting my other daughter, Florrie, in California. This is my first visit to Lottie and Amy here.
Oh, why didn't you let me know you were coming?
Well, I thought about it, but I figured you must be married by this time and that you'd forgotten all about me.
No, I'm not married and I haven't forgotten all about you. Come on, get out.
Well, wait a minute, Paul. I've got to pay the man.
Oh, allow me. No,
indeed, you must.
There. Isn't that right?
Yes,
oh,
Doctor.
Paul.
Thanks.
Where's your bag?
Here it is.
Well, how did Bill let you go away from him?
Bill died 15 years ago, Paul.
Oh. And you mean to tell me you haven't remarried?
No, of course not. I've been too busy bringing up my girls. And now they're married and have babies, all except Amy. She's a bride. It's been so much fun staying with them.
Oh, that's right. You're a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Heavens, Maggie. That makes me feel a million.
Oh, it needn't. I'm a young grandmother.
Too much too young to spend your life with your children this way.
Are you proposing to me, Paul?
Well, now, that's an idea. Maybe I am.
Well, don't, because I'd have to refuse.
Look, Mama. There's Granny now.
Granny? Good Lord, Maggie, they don't call you Granny, do they?
Oh, of course. Hello, darling.
Hello,
oh,
Penny.
My, how you've grown.
Oh, Mama.
Hello, Lottie.
Oh, Mama, darling, why didn't you tell us you were coming on this train? We would have met you at the station. Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Good morning, Lottie.
Thank you for carrying Mama's bag, but you needn't bother to carry it any further. I'll take it.
No, you won't.
Got it packing for me, Granny?
Mm-hmm. Indeed I have.
My, but it's good to see you again, Mama.
That's what I've been telling her.
Dr. Christian and I are old friends, Lottie.
Yes, I know.
When do I get my packy?
Well,
give Granny a chance to get her breath, Linda. Don't you look grand, though, Mama?
Yes, she looks just the way she used to look when we went on a stroll ride with us to Luther's Ravine.
Mm-hmm. You know. Will you come in, Doctor?
I certainly will. Isn't every day that Maggie Doyle comes to River's End?
That's a cute dress you're wearing. Do you mean to tell me Florrie's giving that dress away already? She only got it last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's got lovely material in it, hasn't it?
Yes, but blue doesn't suit me. I thought it might do nicely for you, Lottie.
For me? Oh, Mama, I wouldn't take it from you for the world.
No, of course you will. I can fix it to fit you in no time.
Oh, say, wait a minute. Where does this bag go?
Upstairs to Linda's room. Right. Linda, darling, show the doctor where your room is. It's too bad we haven't got a guest room in this little bandbox of a house, but I didn't marry a rich boy the way Florrie did.
Well, now, I'd much rather bunk with Linda. We can have such good times, can't we, Linda?
Mm-hmm. She wakes up awfully early.
Well, so do I.
I don't mind telling you. It'll be a relief to have somebody in there with her so she won't wake us at daybreak. Oh, Mama, you just don't know how much we've been looking forward to your coming. Jim and I never get a chance to go out nights. We daren't leave Linda home alone, so we have to stay in year-round.
Well, I'm here now, dear, and you and Jim can go out and have a good time as often as you like. And Linda and I'll stay home by our own two selves, won't we?
Come on, Linda. Up we go. You lead the way.
Is that bag heavy?
No, it's as light as a feather.
I suppose Florrie's been spoiling you as usual, Mama. I suppose she rode you around in her new car all day long.
Oh, no, I stayed home more often than I went out, but I managed to keep busy.
You mean she managed to keep you busy?
Oh, no.
I know she was all set to have you make a party dress for Tiny when you went out there. You wrote and told me so.
Yes, dear, I made a party dress for Tiny.
I'll go call up Amy and tell her you're here. I'll be right back.
Now, your bag is deposited in Linda's room, and as a reward for my labor, I'm going to sit here for a few minutes and look at you.
I want my packy now.
Oh, all right, Granny will go and get it for
you. Oh, Granny will do nothing of the kind. Do you like castor oil, Linda?
Oh, no, I hate it.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, if you don't let Grandmother alone, I'll give you a dose.
But Granny said...
Scrooge! Before I reach for my medicine bag.
Oh, Paul, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, why not? I don't want to tire you out at the very start of your visit.
Oh, it means a great deal to Lottie to have me here.
Yeah, so I gather. You're sort of a glorified nursemaid, aren't you?
Oh, how can you say that?
Because it's true. Only nursemaids get paid for staying in nights with children.
But, Paul, I love staying with them.
Are you sure you do?
Why, of course.
Don't you ever want any life of your own, Maggie?
Why, no, I...
Well, haven't you ever been interested in any man since Bill died?
I...
Well?
Amy says she'll be over tonight for dinner with Tom. She's dying to see you, and she'd come sooner, only she has to read a paper at her club meeting this afternoon.
Would you like to come to dinner tonight, too, Paul?
Well, I'd love to.
Oh, you mean come here to dinner, Dr. Christian? Well, I'm sure I don't know how we'll ever get you in. The dining room's so small.
Oh, I'll squeeze in somehow. What time is dinner?
Well, we usually sit down around 7, and don't think I don't want you, Dr. Christian. It's just, well, this is sort of a family party.
Oh, I would have been the family if your mother had married me instead of your father. So I accept your invitation with pleasure. Until tonight, Maggie. Oh, by the way, you've still got that dimple in your cheek, haven't you?
Oh, that's not a dimple anymore. It's a line.
Oh, I gather evening dress is not in order.
No, it's just my husband and Amy's, and they'll both come here straight from the office. I don't think you'll enjoy it very much, Dr. Christian.
Oh. No, well, wait a minute. I'll enjoy anywhere where Maggie Doyle Martin is.
Mama? She's out in the kitchen. Mama? Oh, Mama?
Oh, Amy, darling.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, sweet. You look radiant,
well,
dear.
She ought to be radiant. She's only been married 6 months.
What are you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, I was just whipping up some cream for her dessert.
Goodness, Lottie, you didn't lose any time putting Mama to work, did you?
Well, now, you don't call whipping cream work, do you?
It's Mama's own idea. And it's a special dessert for her guest, Dr. Christian.
Mm-hmm. Is Dr. Christian coming here to dinner? What for?
Well, that's what I'd like to know, but Mama went and asked him.
Oh, well, he probably won't stay late. Mama, why didn't you come to my house first? You haven't seen it yet.
It's a good thing she didn't. You'd have her hemming towels and napkins and curtains the minute she got inside the door.
Well, it's no worse than wearing out the soles of her shoes, running from the stove to the dining room and back again, the way she's doing here.
Hello, Mother Martin.
Oh.
Something smells mighty good.
Hello, Tom. I see you've been treating my Amy very well.
Well, trying to.
I'm here too, Mother Martin.
Well, Jim, it's grand to see you again.
It's grand to have you here.
And it's grand to be here.
That must be Dr. Christian.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Christian? What's he coming here for?
Well, I invited him to dinner. I hope you don't mind, Jim.
Oh, of course not. Only we don't know him very well.
Oh, but Mama does. They were old sweethearts, weren't you, Mama?
Very old.
Jim, go open the door.
Yes, I will. Hello, Dr. Christian.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
I'm Amy Green. Oh, look, he's brought flowers.
For your mother.
Mama, come here. The doctor's brought you a big box of flowers.
Oh, Paul, you sure?
I hope you like them.
Oh, I love them, of course. But you shouldn't. Oh, roses. Oh, my, but they're beautiful.
Good evening, Dr. Christian.
Good evening, Lottie.
Well, I don't know what in the world we can put them in.
I'll find a vase.
I haven't got any for such long stems as those.
Well, we'll put them in the bathtub till after dinner. It's all ready. Paul, do you know my two strapping sons-in-law? This is Jim Wetherill, and this is Tom Green.
Oh, good evening.
Sit down, everybody, or everything will get cold. Amy, you can help me bring in the roast.
All right.
Listen to me, folks. I got a big surprise for you. I'm going to blow you all to the double feature at the Reno tonight.
Oh, what fun.
Wait a minute.
Well, what for, honey? We've got to eat and eat fast.
Well, we can't all go out.
Why not?
Oh, you know Jim as well as I do. I can't leave Linda in the house all alone.
Then I'll stay home with her and the rest of you go.
Oh, now, you'll do no such thing, Jim. You and Lottie don't get out often of an evening, and I'm going to stay home.
Oh, no, Mama, not on your first night here. We want you to go with us.
Why can't she stay home if she wants to, I'd like to know?
Besides, I'm a little tired, and I'd like to get to bed early.
There. I guess Mama can do what she likes while she's in this house anyhow.
That's perfect nonsense. If it wasn't for that child of yours...
Well, now, here, why can't we all go? Maybe we can get some kid to come in and stay with Linda till we get back.
No, thank you. I wouldn't have a minute's peace. I'd just as soon stay home as not. You all go.
None of you four young people are going to stay at home tonight. I tell you, I'd really like to turn in early and...
Yes, and I'll keep your mother company till she does.
Yes, Dr. Christian will stay here a while with me and talk and...
Well,
Now, don't give it another thought. I'd much rather stay home.
Now, don't you go and wash the dishes, Mama.
Oh, of course she won't wash the dishes.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her.
Now, hurry up and finish your dinner, all of you, so you can get going.
We have a brief intermission now in our Dr. Christian drama, Chains, during which I wish to present a guest who has something to say that we think will interest you.
I guess a lot of mothers like myself are mighty thankful for the dozens of modern discoveries that doctors have made for the proper care of babies. But I notice there's one thing that hasn't changed since I was a baby myself. Vaseline jelly is still recognized as ideal for the protection of baby skin. I rub Vaseline jelly on my little girl's body after every bath. I've found it wonderful for chafing, irritated skin, or diaper rash. It seems to soothe the skin right away and to assist in rapid healing. Vaseline jelly's a standby at our house. I always feel that I can trust it absolutely.
Yes, mothers, there are two things about Vaseline jelly that you can always depend upon. First, it is absolutely pure. It contains no harsh or harmful ingredients that might irritate tender skin. And second, Vaseline jelly has an important threefold action. It forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. It soothes irritations and promotes rapid healing. And finally, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Be sure to keep a tube or jar of Vaseline jelly always in your medicine cabinet.
It costs only 10 cents at all drugstores. The curtain is going up again on the next act of our Dr. Christian drama, starring Gene Hirschholt in the title role. As the scene opens, we find Dr. Christian with an apron tied around his middle in an unaccustomed domestic role. He is wiping the dishes for Mrs. Margaret Doyle Martin.
But I thought you told him you wouldn't wash a single dish.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh, I've never wiped so many cups and saucers in all my life.
It's good for you. Makes you appreciate your single state.
Whew. That's the last one, isn't it?
Yes, the very last.
Now, don't go dig up any more because I'm all in. How do women do it day after day?
Oh, that's only a part of what we do. Come on now, let's go back to the living room.
All right. Shall I turn off the light?
Yes. Now you can sit down and rest.
Feels good to relax. Well, now, Maggie, we can continue.
Continue what?
Oh, where we left off this morning. Who is he?
Oh, that.
Maggie, you're blushing.
Oh, I'm not.
And very becoming it is, too.
Oh, a woman my age doesn't blush.
Who is he?
Well, you won't laugh, will you?
No, I promise I won't laugh.
Well, it's true. I've met somebody. Oh, it's ridiculous to talk about it. I met him on the train coming east. He got on at Pasadena where I got on, and I met him, that's all.
Love at first sight?
Oh, of course not.
Tell me about him. Maggie, your eyes are shining the way they used to shine.
Oh, I'm a silly middle-aged woman who ought to know better.
Well, love isn't the exclusive property of the young. Mm-hmm. All right. If you won't tell me what happened, I'll tell you. Now, let's see. He sat down in the section opposite you, and you noticed he was very good-looking.
Why, yes, I did. He's tall and gray and sunburned, and his eyes are very blue.
Yes, and somehow you got to talking.
Yes.
You told him all about your daughters.
Oh, yes, of course.
And he told you all about his son.
Well, he hasn't any sons. He's all alone in the world.
No.
He's a widower, a mining engineer. And his name's Richard Bailey.
And being you showed him your grandchildren's pictures.
Well, how do you know that?
I know you.
Well, I did. And I must have talked about the girls quite a lot because he finally said, now, I don't want to hear about them. I want to hear about you.
Good for him. I like him. Where is he?
Why, he's here.
What? Here? In River's End?
Yes.
Oh, no. What's he doing here?
Well, I think he's here on some business. I'm not...
You're the business, aren't you, Maggie?
Oh, I told him it wasn't any use his stopping off here. I told him that I'd been married once and that I...
And so he asked you to marry him, did he?
Oh, Paul, you must never tell this to anyone.
I never shall.
We had those long days on the train and... Well, you get to talking a lot on a train and he told me all about his travels. He's been everywhere and... Now he's on his way down to Reno. It's hard to explain, but he asked me to go with him. He said he thought he could make me happy. He said he'd spend the rest of his life trying.
And what did you say?
It must have been the enchantment of the trip, the mountains and the desert and the moonlight lying so cold and still on the snow.
And what did you say?
I said I knew he'd make me happy. I did know it, Paul. It seemed as if everything was perfect then, but I said I had to see Lottie and Amy first.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Don't you understand? I couldn't do it without telling them. I mean, I couldn't even think of doing it without telling them.
And when they do know, what do you think they'll say?
Well, I don't know. Now that I'm with them again, I can see how foolish I've been speaking to a stranger and...
Are you sorry you did?
Oh, no.
Well, then marry him, Maggie. Marry him first and tell them afterwards.
But I can't do that.
Oh, well, then tell them tonight and marry him tomorrow.
Oh, but I...
Where's he staying?
At the United States Hotel.
Maggie, let me go and see him.
No, well...
Let me see him and let me tell him that I want to be the best man, will you? Let me tell him, too, why. Because I fell in love with you long before he did.
Oh, no, you mustn't. Not till the girls know, Paul.
Promise me to tell them tonight. The minute they come home. Promise.
I promise.
Oh, Mama, you did do the dishes.
Oh. I knew she would.
You didn't miss much. The picture was awful.
Oh, why, it was not. It was swell.
Say, I thought you were going to bed early.
Well, I was.
Did Dr. Christian stay long?
Yes, quite a while.
I'm going up to bed. I bet you'd be glad to sleep someplace besides on the train, won't you?
Oh, I don't mind trains.
You don't? I should think you'd hate them, bouncing you around.
No, I like traveling.
The wanderlust has got her. It's a sort of fever that gets in your blood.
Yes, that's right, Tom. It's a sort of fever that...
You don't mean you like to be skipping around, do you, Mama? Like these folks who haven't a real home?
But I haven't any real home, Lottie.
Why, Mama, what a thing to say.
With each one of us wanting you all the time?
Yes, I know, but... After all, when a woman once had a home of her own, she...
I bet Mother Martin's got something up her sleeve. Now, what is it, Mom? A trip around the world?
Well, not exactly.
I know what it is. You've up and accepted the mayor of San Francisco, and he's going to take you on a honeymoon to Timbuktu.
Yes, that's just it, Tom. I'm going to be married again.
You're going to what?
You're stark raving mad, Mama. Or if you're fooling us, it's a crazy joke.
But she's not fooling. Can't you see? She's not fooling.
You bet she isn't. Good for you, Mother Martin. I'm all for it.
Keep still, Jim. If Mama's lost her mind, more's the pity, but it's certainly no time to be funny.
She hasn't lost her mind. She's found it.
Well, I knew it would surprise you all, and
oh,
I...
Oh, but, Mama, you're not serious. Oh, you can't be.
Oh, yes, I am, Lottie. I'm very serious. Mr. Bailey has asked
me... Mr. Bailey? Who under the sun is Mr. Bailey?
Why, he's the man
I'm... Yes, but who is he? I've never heard of him.
No, no, of course not. I never did myself until I met him on the train, and then...
On the train?
Mama, dear, surely you can't be considering a man you've met on a train.
Oh, it just goes to prove that you aren't fit to be out alone, Mama. Too utterly ridiculous. How a woman of your age...
Oh, Mama, even if you didn't think of us, how could you look at anybody after Papa?
After your beautiful life together.
Why, if I thought any man would dare take Papa's place...
Oh, now, children, if you'll only let me tell you all
yes,
about...
Yes, tell us.
Well... Well, I can't not when you stand there looking at me like that.
Let's talk this thing over calmly, Mama. Now, in the first place, what do you know about this man?
Why, he seemed very nice and kind.
Seemed. That's just it. And you say you met him on the train?
Yes, we... that is, we...
Do you mean he forced his attentions on you?
Oh, child, no, of course not. How could you...
Mama, we've got to know the truth.
Well, once I saw he was a gentleman...
What's his business?
Well, he's a sort of engineer.
Hmm? What kind?
A mining engineer. He showed me his card.
His card? Where does he live?
Well, no special place. He travels all over.
You mean he has no house to offer you? No home?
Well, some men's business takes him to different countries.
A rolling stone.
Oh, he's nothing of the sort.
Besides, he's more than likely got a wife in every port.
I won't let you talk about him like that, Lottie.
What other way could I talk about a man who proposes to a woman he's never met before on a train? Of course, you're your own boss, Mama. And if you prefer him on such short acquaintance to your children who...
Oh, can't you understand? I don't prefer him.
We've always done our best to make you happy, Mama.
We've tried to let you know how much we want you with us, but if we fail...
If the first wolf in sheep's clothing who comes along and offers to take you away from
us... Oh, Mama, to think you'd do a thing like this to us.
When we love you so much. And little Linda's just been counting the days till you got me.
Oh, all right. Now, don't cry, Lottie. Don't cry. Don't cry, Amy. I won't marry him if you don't want me to. I won't marry anybody.
Oh, Mama, you mean that?
Mama, yes. Darling, I'm so glad.
But why can't I see your mother?
Because she's not feeling well.
Well, I'm a doctor, and... They want to see her if she's not feeling well.
Besides, she's asleep. Isn't she, Amy?
Yes, sound asleep.
Nonsense. Didn't I hear you say Linda woke everybody up here at the crack of dawn?
She doesn't want to see anybody.
Why not?
Because I'm going to tell him about it, Amy.
Oh, I don't think you'd better.
Tell me what?
We're awfully worried about her. She's never acted this way before. We think she must have lost her mind. Will you believe it? She told us last night that she was going to get married again.
So? Well, people do marry twice.
Oh, yes, I know that, but she wanted to marry a man she knew nothing about. Somebody she'd picked up on a train. A total stranger.
But a very delightful and cultured gentleman.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know Mr. Bailey, and she couldn't have chosen better.
Well, she hasn't chosen him. She's not going to marry him at all. She made up her mind last night, and it's the best thing she ever did.
Mm-hmm. So you succeeded in breaking it off, did you?
Yes.
We did everything in our power to keep her from making a frightful mistake.
You did everything in your power to keep on chain.
What do you mean?
Bound hand and foot to each one of you. Serving a life sentence for being a good and faithful mother.
How dare you talk to us like that?
Well, it's high time somebody talked to you. Your mother is too charming a woman in her own rights to be condemned to slavery for the rest of her days.
Slavery?
Mending for this one and cooking for the other. Minding your babies and washing your dishes. Now she has a chance to be free, to cast off the fetters, to have a beautiful and full life of her own with a man who loves her. What have you done? You hurled words and tears and threats at her until she's so confused and frightened by all of you that she's turned against her own heart. Well, I won't let her do it. Slavery is against the law. She's going to be free. Maggie, come down here, or I'll come up there and get you.
Get out of this house.
Maggie, do you hear? Come down here quickly, or I'll come up there.
No, no, it's no use, Paul. I've made up my mind. It's no
yes,
use.
Yes, you mean that they made it up for you. Well, they can't do it. I won't let them. And neither will Richard Bailey. He's outside waiting for you this minute, and you're going
to
come.
Oh, no, no, no. Send him away, Paul. Please send him away.
He's
I don't
outside.
Want him.
He's outside. You heard her. Send him away, or if you don't, I will. My mother doesn't want to see you, Mr. Bailey.
I'll have to hear that from her own lips. Margaret, what have they done to you?
Oh, Richard, please go. Please go.
He's not going without you. You belong to him, Maggie, just as he belongs to you.
That's true, isn't it, Margaret?
I don't know. I don't
My
know.
My mother isn't going to marry you now or any other time, Mr. Bailey. She's going
I'm waiting, Margaret. Do you want me to go?
He's waiting, Maggie.
Oh, children, I can't say it. I can't. I love him.
Good. Go now. Go quickly. You belong together.
And so the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian drama. Our star, Jean Hirschholt, will be out to greet you in person in just a moment. Meanwhile, may I say a word about the products that make the program possible. When you buy Vaseline jelly, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline. It is your assurance of absolute purity. Vaseline jelly is safe to use even on the most tender skin. Absolutely free from harsh or harmful ingredients, and so pure you can eat it. And remember, Vaseline jelly is not only wonderful for baby skin, but for all the family's minor skin injuries, such as cuts, burns, scalds, scrapes, and bruises. Keep a 10-cent jar or tube of Vaseline jelly in your family medicine cabinet, and whenever your skin is broken or irritated, put some Vaseline jelly on right away. Vaseline jelly has been made the base of several specialties. Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Ask your druggist about their special benefits. The artists you heard tonight included Gloria Holden as Margaret Doyle Martin, Marion Shockley as Lottie, Perry Wilson as Amy, Barry Kroger as Jim, Frank Butler as Tom, Garnett Marks as Richard Bailey, and Betty Jane Tyler as Little Linda. And now, here is Jean Hirschholt as Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, tell us the end of tonight's story. Tell us, did Mrs. Martin marry her engineer?
Yes. Mackie and Richard were married and lived happily ever after. And oh, yes. When Richard Bailey turned out to be one of the wealthiest mining engineers in the country, why, the girls suddenly forgave their mother and welcomed them both with open arms on their next trip to River Sand.
And what story have you selected for next week, Dr. Christian?
Next week, I think I'll tell you about my music box. It's one of the loveliest music boxes I've ever seen, and it has a romantic and thrilling story. Until next Tuesday, then, I'll say good night.
We can all spare a dime to help the Fight Infantile Paralysis campaign. Get your March of Dimes button tomorrow. Join the entire country in its yearly drive to raise funds for the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. Make a note on your calendar to listen to Jean Hirschholt's Dr. Christian drama for next week, which is called The Music Box. Miss Rosemary Brancato, brilliant young opera star, will be Mr. Hirschholt's guest on that occasion and join with him in telling you the story of The Music Box. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.